In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It was about 34 years ago that I signed a piece of paper. It was a seminary application. And when I did that, what I didn't know, and what I want to let you know, is just how much control of life I was signing away. For when you sign that application to become a pastor or a deaconess, to serve the church, you no longer retained control of the future. Think back, about 3,400 years ago, just a little bit more than that. The children of Israel had been in Egypt for 430 years. And when they cried out to God, he heard their cries. He raised up his prophet Moses. He performed miracle after miracle. He led his people out of Egypt through the Red Sea and set them on a journey towards the land that had been promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But along the way, they began to grumble and complain. They blamed Moses and said, "Look, you took us out of Egypt, and out here you brought us to this desert, to this wilderness, where we're going to starve." God the Father, in his mercy, heard those pleas. And he sent manna from heaven, a miraculous food that all they had to do was gather and eat. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We learn from the catechism this: he also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. You see, he provides not just that extraordinary food that he gave to the Israelites in the desert, the manna from heaven. It is God who provides through the ordinary things every need that we have in this life, including for seminarians, deaconess students, pastors, deaconesses. The words of Psalm 104, just read, are familiar to most of us, I think, as a table prayer. And in that prayer, we acknowledge that all creatures, including us, look to you to give them their food in due season. In fact, it's the entire created world that looks to the Father. The psalmist wrote, "In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." But what does it mean to look to God for food or anything else? It means that all his creatures wait and hope for God to provide with that certainty that he will do so. He has always provided all that we need, and he will never fail us. Perhaps he may not do it on our timetable, but as the psalmist says, he will in due season. When the Father sent that miraculous food, manna, to the Israelites during the Exodus, we are told that all they had to do was gather it up and they were satisfied. The psalmist uses the same words as Moses to describe that which God gives to all of his creatures. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied. So it is that everything created by God survives on earth, including all human beings, both those who acknowledge the Father and those who do not. For as Jesus said, he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. But how can we possibly come to know this God to whom our whole lives have been committed? This God who has promised to always provide and care for us. He's the unseeable God. And in some ways, for many of us at times, seems almost distant. All we need to know about the Father, you see, God has provided. He has provided that in his Son, so that we can truly say, all I need to know about God, I see in Christ Jesus. the one who said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And so we see Jesus providing, don't we? Throughout the Gospels, reaching to people right where they were to provide the needs of the body. He blessed 5 loaves, 2 fish, and he fed 5,000 men plus women and children. With so much left over, it took 12 baskets to hold it. When his disciples had fished all night and could catch nothing, Jesus told them to let their nets down once again. And when they did, those nets were so filled with fish, they started to break. And once they got the fish in the boat started to sink because of the weight. We see the Father. Still, as important as our bodily needs are, and indeed they are because we are first article creatures, we live in a created world. But those bodily needs are not our greatest needs. You see, to be a human being is to be different from all other creatures. Because to us, God has given not just life in this world, but a life that goes beyond this world. And all the things of this earth, all the possessions, all the homes and cattle and everything else Luther speaks about, absolutely mean nothing when one stares at death and our mortality, a death that we have earned. In fact, the psalmist says to God, when you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. And yet, it is not the will of the Father that any should perish. And so he, our Father, our provider, has provided that way of eternal life for all humanity. That took a sacrifice. The ultimate provision of a sinless lamb offered in the place of sinful men and women. God the Father provided this lamb in the person of his Son, so that on that terrible Friday, as the Lamb of God was mocked and beaten, crowned with thorns and nailed to a cross, God provided a substitute. Hanging on that cross, the very crowds he had come to save mocked him, taunted him. And yet he pleaded with his Father, Father, forgive them. The Father provided our intercessor. When he cried out, it is finished, and gave up the Spirit in death, the Father provided that great and final salvation, not just for you and me, but for the world. And yet, no tomb could hold the Lord of life. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. And when he rose, he completed the Father's final provision of forgiveness, peace, absolution. On that great Easter, the psalmist wrote, when you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. And so it is. The Spirit is sent. The Spirit points us not to himself, but to the Son who has reconciled us with the Father. The Father who daily provides all you need for this body and life. The Father who provides all you need for the certainty of your salvation. Israel went through the Red Sea, through the water. You have come through the water of your baptism. Israel was fed with miraculous food from heaven, the manna. You and I are fed with food even greater than that manna, the body and blood of Christ Jesus. He provides what you and I need the most, his word, that we are forgiven and made whole. All this provided by our Father in heaven and revealed in Jesus. And so to him alone be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.